This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack, but with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. Be sure and check out our website, haystackhelp.com. There you'll find a lot of great companies to do business with. We have a help box right there on our homepage. And, of course, our helpline is always open for you, 303-333-HELP, 303-333-4357. Actually, that comes right to my cell phone, so I promise you I'll get right back to you. Well, you've heard this gentleman on our show for really a number of years now, and our Haystack Help on CBS that we've done for years as well, and John Hinkle, Online Trading Academy. John, first of all, welcome. Good to see you, sir.
Well, thanks for having me, Scott.
You know, this I was talking with someone over the weekend. I told him you were going to be on today, and just talking about how things have changed over the last, you know, number of years with retirement and different things and people living longer, needing more money to retire. What are you really seeing? If you took back when you were doing trading and all the different things to today, people still have the same fears of running out of money?
You know, I think we live in a completely different world than like our forefathers or parents did. You know, when I think about, like, my dad had a pension. Now almost nobody I know, unless you happen to be fortunate enough to work for the government, to get a pension. Very few people have that. So it's up to us to take control of that phase of our life and make sure that we save enough. Otherwise, we're not going to have the kind of retirement that we envision.
Right. And, you know, it seems like, you know, I was growing up, it seemed like, well, people would retire and maybe 5 to 10 years at the most, they'd pass away. Well, now people are living, and I heard a guy say it different than I've ever heard it. You know, I talk about living 25 or 30 years, but he used the term decades. You may live 3+ decades after retirement. When you hear decades, man, that's a long time to plan for.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing. You know, now you can live almost as long as in retirement as you did while you were working. Mm-hmm. So it's imperative that you save enough money to have a life that you're comfortable with, a life that you envision, a life that is going to mean that you're going to be fulfilled and happy in those years.
Right. So let's recap a little bit. Who is a good person to come to Online Trading Academy?
You know, anybody that's interested in the market, I don't care if you've got a 401k or if you've got money with a financial advisor or mutual funds, if you want to make more money with less risk, you got to give us a call. And we work with people who are, a lot of the people we work with, Scott, they're frustrated and stuck financially. They feel like, you know, they're not getting ahead. So many people I talk to feel like they're working paycheck to paycheck, never really able to do the things that they want to do, live life the way they want envision. We help people accomplish that.
Right. And, you know, unfortunately, our corporate world today is very unsure. Every day people walk in with jobs they've had 20, 30, 40 years and been told they're not needed any longer, and that's an unsettling feeling for anyone.
I think it's interesting. The economy is pretty strong right now,
sure.
So there's great jobs out there for folks. For us that are, you know, getting on in our 50s and plus, it's a little bit different. A lot of times companies figure they can save money hiring a new college graduate, somebody that maybe with a lot of experience. Maybe you add a lot of value, but you're also expensive, and they're always looking to make the numbers these days, it seems like. So it is a little bit harder as you get a little bit older to make sure you stay gainfully employed at the level you're used to.
Sure. So we're going to get into some classes that you offer here in a few minutes, but talk about just over the years the type of people, maybe walks of life that you attract people from.
You know, it runs a gamut, Scott. I can tell you we have had students from 18 to 80, maybe even a little bit older than that. You know, and some of them are professional. They could be doctors. They could be accountants. They could be lawyers. We have attorneys. They might be, you know, a police officer. They might be a teacher. They might be a homemaker. Really, we've had all kinds of people. We've taught them how to trade and invest using a patented, highly precise method that we have here at the Academy.
Right. So would you term this more as a method or strategy I mean, what the hell's the best define what Online Trading Academy does?
You know, I think about it as a process. Trading and investing, just like anything else you do in your life, it's a skill. Almost all of us are trying to manage our retirement mm-hmm. money, and we've never really been taught how. We're teaching that skill. It's a skill set just like anything else you do in your life. You know, I know you spend a lot of time with the sportsmen of Colorado. And if you think about it, those things that you're using when you're out there, when you're out hunting or fishing, those are skills just mm-hmm. like anything else. You have to acquire those by going out and learning how to do them, usually from somebody else. It's pretty hard to invent the wheel yourself.
So, absolutely.
And I think people... so many people have just been told, just save, just invest your money, just put it in, it'll be there when you're ready. And that's not necessarily the case. There's a ton of pitfalls people can fall in. And we help people make better financial decisions, really.
Right. And Online Trading Academy has been doing this a long time, and that's what I like. I mean, you guys are all over the country, all over the world, really. So, I mean, you've dealt with every kind of person in every different position. And that's what I like. Hey, I can learn your patented methods in a relatively short time of at least getting those concepts.
Yeah, the concepts are really simple. It does take some practice.
Sure.
I want to set expectations properly, take some practice. But we can show you a step-by-step process you can follow to learn how to make money in the markets. And it's really about a few core things. We need people that are coachable, people that are willing to learn, people that are willing to put in a little bit of work, because nothing worthwhile in this world comes without a little bit of work.
Sure.
And people that, people that have, you need some assets. You don't need a ton of assets. You don't need to be, a millionaire by any stretch. You need 5, 10, 15,000, something just to kind of get started.
Right.
You need that. Think of that as working capital tool, just like you would in any other business.
Sure. John Hinkle is with us, Online Trading Academy. And something that you've done for us for a while is, your classes and all. So, first of all, give us a little description of this class.
Yeah. What we're going to do today is we're going to give away a half-day class, and it's a great class. During that class, we're going to talk about what makes the market go up, what makes it go down, how we anticipate that. We're also going to talk about how we make more money with less risk. So if you're somebody that's wanted to make money in the market and maybe never known how to, or maybe you're making decent money but like to make more, I'd encourage you to come to this class.
All right. How many passes can we give away?
Let's give 20.
All right, 20. Okay, good deal. In a giving mood here. All right, learn how to trade, invest, protect, and I like that word, and grow your money with Online Trading Academy's patented methods. This is a half-day class on investing for long-term wealth and trading for short-term income. The value of the course is $500, but you just heard John's going to let us give away some passes here. All you have to do is call 866-816-1918, 866-816-1918. You can visit their website at tradingacademy.com for more information, but if you'll call, mention you heard John here on Haystack Help Radio, they will get you your pass. And on the website, I believe there's kind of a different schedule of different days.
Yeah, if they want to just go to the website, tradingacademy.com, sign up there to just say you heard it on Haystack or TV, okay. or we'll call you back and verify that.
All right, good deal. What do you find when you get to visit with students that come to, we'll just say this initial class, what are they most surprised to learn?
I think they're surprised to learn how much they didn't know. It's you don't know what you don't know. I think people are always surprised that, that there's so much that they can do to affect a positive outcome in their life. And I think the other thing that people are really surprised are, they're surprised you don't need to be an MBA or you don't need to be a finance major. This is something that just about anybody can learn.
Right. And you've said this before. I mean, really, we'd rather have that person that doesn't think they're a finance major just to be open. And you used the term early on, being coachable.
Yeah, I think it's coachable. And frankly, if you're brand new, some of our most successful students didn't know anything about trading, and we're able to teach them, they come in kind of like a blank slate. They don't have any bad habits.
Right.
We can teach them the right way to do things from the get-go.
Once again, if you'd like to come to this half-day class, all you have to do is call 866-816-1918. TradingAcademy.com is their website. And again, this is just a half-day class, about three and a half hours. And don't be fooled by the name, and I'll mention that real quick as well. When we talk about Online Trading Academy, they have a beautiful campus right over here in the Tamarack area, right off of Hamden and I-25. So it is a very, very nice setting for you. All you have to do is call 866-816-1918. Mention you heard John here on Haystack Help Radio, and like I said, on just about every other Saturday. You can catch him on CBS Channel 4. And catch him there as well. So, instructors, I think a lot of people want to know, okay, if I'm going to come to a class, who's going to be teaching me? Are these people really successful? And a lot of these instructors started out coming to this half-day class we just talked about, and now they're instructors for you.
Yeah, they really did, Scott. And first off, all our instructors are all professional traders. They learn just like the folks coming to our class did very often. Most our instructors, in fact, started out as students, you mentioned. They love the process, love the way it impacted their lives, and once they became successful at trading, they really felt compelled to come and teach other students. And it's a lot of fun. It's a great atmosphere that we have at the Academy. It's very collaborative. It's very uplifting. Frankly, our students inspire me. Watching the changes they make, it inspires me every single day.
Sure. So when you look at reasons people come in to the class and to kind of take more control of their future, what are a couple of the reasons you hear?
You know, it varies from person to person. You know, I talked with a gentleman yesterday who he's sick and tired of the increasing traffic and all the time he spends going to and from work, and yeah. and he feels like he's always on call with email and texts, and all. It doesn't feel like he has any time for himself. He wants more control and security in his life. I had another person on recently in the classroom who was a mother of two kids, and she wanted to spend more time with her family. Her job was taking her away from things that were important to her, and she wanted to find a way to create an income and still have that, you know, family balance that she was craving.
Sure. And the cool part is you can kind of do this from anywhere.
You really can. And the thing that I love about it is, you know, a lot of people love their job. They want to keep doing their job, but they'd like to make a little extra money. Maybe they'd like to have a little bit more security. Maybe they'd like to make their money work a little harder for them. You can do that. And there are some people that, are just plain tired of having other adults tell them what to do, and they want to have more say in their life. They don't want anyone telling them how much they can make or when they have to work
or when you don't work here anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Well, again, if you're just tuning in, John has offered us a few passes here for his half-day class on investing for long-term wealth and trading for short-term income. The value of this course is $500, but John's kind enough to waive the tuition. If you'll just call 866-816-1918, mention you heard him here on Haystack Help Radio, and they will get you passes where you can come to this class. And check out that website. There'll be a schedule there for you. But I promise you, they'll get right back to you, 866-816-1918. So last minute here, John, but what gives you satisfaction? I mean, you've been doing this a number of years now. What gives you the greatest satisfaction when students come, you see them do well? I mean, that's got to be a great feeling for you to know that you and your company changed their life.
Yeah, it really is. And I think back about my own journey as a trader. When I first moved to Chicago, back in the day, all trading took place on exchange floors. Now it's all electronic, so you can be anywhere. That's one of the great things about the world today. But I think about my own journey and my mentor and how much he impacted me and my family's life. And I really want to do that for other people. It's really uplifting. It's a great feeling to go every single day and know that you're making an impact on people's lives.
Absolutely. Well, John, always great information. We appreciate you giving away these passes, and we'll try to get some folks over there for you.
Appreciate it.
All right, give them a call, 866-816-1918, for your free half-day class to Online Trading Academy. And once again, that website is onlinetradingacademy.com.
Without changing your budget, own your home faster. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Many of our clients have learned to pay less interest to the bank, not change their spending habits, and own their home faster. Affordable Interest Mortgage has a possible solution. 720-895-0500. Does your current loan allow you to access your equity without refinancing for another loan at higher rates? Does your current loan allow your equity to make your mortgage payment without late fees or dinging your credit? At AIM, we have a loan that allows you those freedoms, all for 30 years. This could be the last loan you need. Pay off your home faster, pay less interest to the bank, access your equity when you need it, skip payments. Call AIM for details, 720-895-0500. If you're tired of paying all that interest up front on a traditional 30-year fixed, call 720-895-0500 and let us save you thousands. Home of the Asset Manager, locally owned and operated, where it is all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you buy a new car, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there's a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Now, before you say, oh, that's not for me, just hear me out. I want to invite you to a half-day trading course so you can check this out. I promise you, you'll go away smarter than when you came in. We here at Online Trading Academy sponsor this, and we'll even send you home with a free home study video guide. Your money's doing nothing for you in a CD or mutual fund. Learn how to profit when the market's up or down. Call us now while seats are still available at 303-325-2776. Use offer code RADIO50. 303-325-2776. That's 303-325-2776.
Hi, this is Scott Watley. Let me tell you what I love about Stack Optical. They are truly one of the last optician-owned, family-owned optical stores. At Stack Optical, you can be confident you'll receive personal attention. For over 50 years, Alan Stack has shown he really cares about making his customers happy. Stack Optical also has a beautiful new location at 2233 South Monaco Parkway in Denver. Free and easy, up-close parking. Stack Optical has an on-site eyeglass production lab. Whether you need office eyewear or a new set of shooting or golf glasses, Stack Optical has the solution with the Stack Sport Pack. Give them a call today and ask for their $69 eye exam, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578. Your eyes and vision are one of the most important things in life. I'm confident at Stack Optical. You'll see the difference. That's 303-321-1578, stackoptical.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. Glad to have in studio Steve Hurley, and you've heard Steve on a few shows here in recent weeks, and Steve is our reverse mortgage specialist with Affordable Interest Mortgage. You can reach him at 720-895-0500. Again, that's 720-895-0500. And Affordable Interest Mortgage is located right here in the Greenwood Village area, Centennial, I guess, to be proper. So, Steve, thanks for being with us again.
Well, thanks for having me.
You know, you see a lot of TV ads, newspaper ads. You see things about reverse mortgages, and a lot of people have questions about them, you know, and I think there's so many times that, quote, financial people that don't do them or don't understand them are the ones that talk the most negative about them because they don't understand them. What are some of the kind of top questions? Somebody calls you, you walk into their home or they walk into your office. What are those first few questions that you have to dispel those myths about?
Well, almost always, if somebody has heard something really awful about a reverse mortgage. Well, I heard that so-and-so down the street lost their home, and they had a reverse mortgage. And I said, well, can you give me a little detail so I can understand how to respond to that? And he says, well, you know, somebody went into assisted living. It's my understanding that the wife lost the home. Well, I said, okay, well, let me back up just a second here. Because here's normally what happens in that event. One, the wife is not on the, was not originally put on the loan. Two, the wife was not really involved in understanding what the loan was, that, oh, there were responsibilities associated with a reverse mortgage. Just like if you own your home free and clear, you still have to pay your taxes, you still have to pay your insurance, and if there's an HOA, you still have to pay your HOA. Well, the other thing is that because that her spouse went into assisted living, some of the income that would have been that would have gone to the house is going into the assisted living community. So they don't have the funds. Could they have done something about it? Well, yeah, they could have, but obviously at this point it was too late. And some of those options, just briefly, might be if they already have a reverse mortgage and the main breadwinner so is no longer with them, i.e. they've passed or they've gone into an assisted living facility, there is the opportunity, assuming that the spouse that's still in the home is at least 62 years of age, and at this point is probably well into their 70s.
Right.
But they could, in fact, do a reverse-to-reverse, or it's legally referred to as a heckam-to-heckam. And people say, well, what's a heckam? Well, a heckam is nothing other than a home equity conversion mortgage.
Okay.
And they can still do that, all things being equal, depending upon the type of loan they had before. But there has to be a defined benefit for them to do that, i.e. it's got to exceed 5 times the cost of doing the loan for it to even be approved to do another reverse. And I did a reverse last year for a lady, actually it was almost 2 years ago now, that had a reverse. First time we tried to do it, we couldn't because there wasn't enough value in the home.
Okay.
Well, with the advent of the increase of home values, not only was I able to, and oh, by the way, she was on a monthly stipend from her reverse mortgage. She couldn't lose that. I mean, I could have given her a reverse mortgage before, but she would have lost those funds. So what would have been the benefit?
Sure.
So not only was I able to now do that loan, I increased her monthly by almost $150 a month. Well, when you're on a fixed income and it's Social Security only as a single woman.
Sure.
Oh, my goodness.
$150
$150 becomes significant.
Yeah.
And not only that, I was able to give her $10,000 at close so she could have some required work that she really wanted to get done on her home.
Gotcha.
So,
Steve,
go ahead. No, I'm just going to say that I got a little off track, but that's not uncommon for me to have those kind of conversations.
Sure. Steve Hurley is our guest. Once again, he is our reverse mortgage specialist. He's with Affordable Interest Mortgage. And if you have questions or would like to meet with Steve, and you know, if the need is for him to come to you, he'll be happy to do that. You can reach him at 720-895-0500. So once people understand what a reverse mortgage is, then what are some of the reasons? I mean, when should someone look into it?
Well, hopefully before there's a real need.
Right.
If they want to become educated to the point of making a decision in the future that says, yeah, this is going to work for me, then they need to do their homework up front.
Sure. And it's never too early to do that.
Oh, it's not.
Yeah.
No. Actually, I've had children of seniors contact me and say, you know, we really want to know a little bit more about this because our parents are getting up in age and perhaps this might be something that they want to look at in the future. Fine, we can do that. So people, by and large, do not call me out of curiosity. They call me because they already have a need.
Right.
I also get a fair number of calls these days with people that have 401ks and various retirement instruments that they're looking at, and all of a sudden they're finding out that even with good planning and even as strong as the market has been lately, that they're getting to the point where now as they retire, they're going to have to start taking those funds out. Their financial planner, by and large, would probably not want them to do that if at all possible.
Sure.
So then what happens is they say, okay, well, look, I've got this $1,000 a month house payment. That's just my principal and interest payment. Wow, I can put that back into my liquidity, if you will, and being able to use to live. And that way, my 401k can continue growing.
Sure.
Well, you know, if that's growing, you're happy, your financial planner's happy, and your family's happy because you're taken care of, and they don't have to worry about. Hopefully, they're not have to worry about you in the future.
Right. Can you buy a home with a reverse mortgage?
You certainly can, and it's not commonly known that you can do that. But with the advent of downsizing, because older folks like to be near their kids, and
sure,
well, really they like to be near their grandkids.
Yeah, yeah, but, you know, you're right.
But anyway, they want to be able to live closer to their grandchildren, and if they have enough equity in their home. Either because, one, they could get a reverse mortgage, or if it's valued in such a manner that they've got a couple hundred thousand dollars or even $100,000 or $150,000, all of a sudden you got $150,000, and if all the numbers work out, now you're buying a $300,000 or $400,000 townhome or just a smaller home. You know, you can do that, and the good news is you still don't have any mortgage payments.
Right.
Principal and interest are gone. All you have to do is pay those taxes and insurance, those required fees. Most realtors are not comfortable with the reverse mortgage or the reverse purchase either, but with a little education, they will be.
Sure.
You know, and they'll find out, oh, we can really do this? Yeah. And it doesn't have to be a used home. It can be a new home.
Mm-hmm. So if there's any realtors out there that maybe say, you know what, I really don't even know a lot about these because I normally don't do them. It wouldn't hurt them to give you a call.
No, and I would welcome the call.
Okay.
I do have a couple of realtors that I do work with. It doesn't come up very often, but it should.
Sure.
Because there's really a lot that it can do to help the senior.
Right. So let's talk about the qualifications real quick. We've got about 3 minutes left here. Let's talk about the qualifications.
Well, those qualifications have changed as a result of the advent of a thing called financial assessment. And it simply means that you cannot avoid your financial obligations without there being some consequences of doing so. And even if you have more than enough equity, the one thing that we need to do is we have to pull credit. We see that there's some credit issues on there. It doesn't matter to me. It matters to the lender because then the lender starts looking at a thing called a life expectancy set aside. That's referred to as a LESA. With that life expectancy set aside, let's say that they were going to be able to get, as an example, $100,000. Well, the youngest borrowers in their mid-60s, they're going to be looking at about 15 to 18 years of life expectancy set aside, which covers the taxes and the insurance. True enough, that's taken care of then by the lender, but that's your money that you had to take away from what was available to you to go into that set aside.
Right.
So instead of getting that 100 in case you wanted the 100, maybe you're only going to walk away with 60.
Sure.
Or 70.
Right, right.
So, yeah. So financial assessment has been one of those things that we've had to get used to. We have to educate our clients to that so that they'll know. I just recently had to turn a couple down because they had more than enough equity.
Yeah.
But they had no money left. And, well, they had enough equity to do the loan, but they didn't have enough equity to pay the life expectancy set aside.
Sure.
So I was unable to get them a lender.
Right.
And by the way, I sent that to 3 different lenders.
Right. Again, Steve will do his very best to help you. And as we mentioned, it's never too early to start that process, you know, where they can, maybe there are some credit issues that you could work on for a little bit, and then that would make everything ready when the timing is right. But whatever your need may be, give Steve a call. Just see if a reverse mortgage is right for you. Again, you can reach him at 720-895-0500, 720-895-0500. It's affordable interest mortgage. Steve, thank you very much, sir.
You're quite welcome.
You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We'll be right back.
Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is proud of their 45 years of HVAC service to Littleton, Highlands Ranch, and Denver metro area. Littleton Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox and Carrier expert heating and air conditioning contractor. They are proud to offer the finest heating, air conditioning, and indoor air quality products with prompt and professional customer service and satisfaction. Call today and mention Haystack Help Radio and save $25 off any repairs or $100 off your furnace installation. Call 303-798-3880. That's 303-798-3880 for your appointment today. Littleton Heating and Air, A-plus members of the Better Business Bureau and official Haystack Help registered company.
Procrastination and hesitation yield the same result, no meaningful decision. Steve Hurley here at Affordable Interest Mortgage. Questions and concerns regarding reverse mortgages need to be addressed. I can help. My main job is educating those that want to understand the value and benefits of considering such a mortgage. Remember, take aim at 720-895-0500 and ask for me, Steve Hurley. NMLS number 243-200, regulated by DORA, an equal opportunity lender.
Hi, this is Scott Whatley for my friends at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. Listen, I've trusted my pets to Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center for over 11 years, and you can too. At Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center, they believe all pets deserve to have a good life. Whether your furry friend needs a checkup, advanced medical care surgery, boarding, grooming, obedience training, food, care products, or hey, just toys, Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center has you covered. Open 7 days a week for your convenience, and they're located at 8681 East Lincoln Avenue in Lone Tree. Learn more at LoneTreeVet.com or give them a call, 303-708-8050. That's 303-708-8050. Tell them Scott sent you.
You were injured in an accident. You went to the doctor and you thought your insurance would cover it, but that was before you realized how the insurance company actually works and before you knew how long your pain would really last. So now you're stuck with a bunch of bills that you can't afford, and the nagging pain has been keeping you up all night, making you feel like you're going to lose your mind every day. You are not alone. There is an answer. Call Flesh and Beck Injury Attorneys. Flesh and Beck have the experience and the knowledge to navigate the complicated maze created by the insurance companies designed to minimize your claim. They will answer all of your questions and help you to determine if you are entitled to compensation for your pain and suffering. If you've been injured in an accident, call Flesh and Beck Injury Law at 303-806-8886 for a free consultation to find out if Flesh and Beck can help you get the compensation that you deserve.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, today at 3. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio, and thank you so much for joining us. My name is Scott Whatley. We are glad to welcome back in studio Pamela Meyer. Pamela is a certified senior housing professional. She's with Denver Home Navigators with Keller Williams Realty here in the Denver Tech Center. Pamela's glad to do a free consultation with you. You can give her a call at 303-506-0106. Again, that's 303-506-0106. And her website is denverhomenavigators.com. Pamela, good to see you again.
It's good to be seen.
I wanted to talk about a kind of a topic today in your area, and that is the importance of using someone like yourself as an agent and not some of these either, you know, selling it just as an owner, but really some of these places that just say, hey, we can do it for much cheaper, $1,000, $1,500. So anyway, we can talk about that in a minute. But let's talk about the reasons really why you want to use an agent.
Okay. Well, first and foremost is the seller of a home is not usually doing that process on a regular basis. So therefore, their familiarity with the legal side of it, what disclosures you must make, depending upon the age of your home, what fines there are if you don't, you know, things like that, as well as understanding what the current market is, nine times out of 10, historically, we find that sellers are about 6 months behind. Like, they probably today still think, I can price my house $50,000 more than the last sale. Right. And that's just not the case right now. So it's important to know, in most cases, you're selling one of your biggest assets. And why not enlist the help of someone who deals with this every day? And that's something to ask when you're talking to an agent. How many deals do you do a year?
Sure.
Is this your full-time career? Is this your side job? It's important.
Mm-hmm.
It's also, for most people, their home is it's an emotional process to sell. And so it's very hard, if you're doing this by yourself, to keep your own emotions out of the sale. I mean, because...
You look at people selling something in a garage sale. You got $3, they offer you $2.
And they're insulted.
It's more, oh, no, I'll just keep it for that. And so I can only imagine doing a house. Yeah.
So you get to be one step removed with an agent.
Right.
And because this agent is on your side, when I'm coming to my seller, even if it's to deliver bad news, I'm trying to help them see the truth about what's happening. And generally, they take the message better from me than they would directly from the buyer. Charlie and I were just talking about, you know, if you lowball somebody, you do it badly,
mm-hmm.
you can make a seller feel like, I wouldn't sell my house to you if you were the last person on earth.
Right.
And that's not what we're trying to accomplish.
Sure.
So for most sellers, selling their home is not their full-time job.
Mm-hmm.
And there is... You know, do you have to rush home from work every day or lunchtime or whenever somebody wants to see your house? Can you excuse yourself from a meeting every time your phone rings? Because you don't know if that's a potential buyer. It's just tougher. People have joked with me during this really pretty frenetic, crazy selling season that, you don't need a realtor. Just put a sign in your yard. And I told them, well, you know what? There's some accuracy to that. A drunk monkey could probably get your property under contract. The key these days has been getting it to a closing table.
Mm-hmm.
What isn't talked about on the radio or on TV or what the neighbors never tell you is a full 25% of the properties that have gone under contract during this frenetic time frame fall out of contract within the first 14 days.
Is there any kind of... One, two, or three reasons? I mean, top?
Most of the time, it's when there's been a bidding war, and so the buyer is paying over list price, and then they find out, okay, you're the winner, and they wake up the next morning and go, oh, holy moly, what have we done? Oh, my gosh. I mean, they get instant buyer remorse. If they don't get that, then they go through their inspection process, and sometimes, because they've paid over list price, they take the whole inspection report and they go, I want the seller to do everything because I paid so much. The seller's not going to do that.
Right.
That's not what an inspection is for. As I mentioned in an earlier episode, you know, you saw the color of the carpet when you saw the property.
Mm-hmm.
Replacing carpet is not normally part of an inspection objection. You're looking for big ticket items that were not visible at showing. You don't get on the roof when you're showing the property.
Right.
You have an inspector get on the roof when you're under contract to see if there's something there that you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of thing. So things like that, the emotion, being one step removed is important, very important, especially when both sides get emotional.
Sure.
And the agents are not supposed to get emotional because we are not party to the contract.
Mm-hmm.
We are just supposed to be the communicators. I've had a few that didn't work out that way because the other agent got a little involved. But, you know, generally, we have a larger network than an average seller in terms of other agents that we're in touch with, marketing opportunities through our Association of Realtors, participation in the multiple listing service. And yes, I know there are companies that will, for a flat fee, will get it into the multiple listing service. But then most of it is you have to do that. you, the seller, have to do your own flyers, take your own pictures, whatever.
Right.
There's a lot, even though they say we'll do everything, most times there's still stuff that you're going to do on your own as a seller, or they'll do it for that flat rate. Oh, but we do have a la carte service. Mm-hmm. So if you want us to take photos and do flyers, then it's this much more. And if you want us to, you know, there's always, if you want us to do this piece, then it's this much more.
Now, are they taking those pictures with their iPhone 4, you know, or, you know, instead of really good photography.
Professional photography. Also, when you're for sale by owner, what you attract is because you are trying to save money. That's,
sure.
Why else would you do it?
Absolutely.
This is like taking on work and not getting a payback. Most people who are approaching for sale by owners, they want a deal too. Mm-hmm. So they're going to look at you and go, okay, I want to save the commission. So they're going to want to price the house lower.
Right.
Because most sellers don't price their house low enough to say, okay, we're not dealing with commission, so you're going to save it, Mr. or Mrs. Buyer. They want to pocket that money. I get that.
Right.
But the truth of the matter is the buyer you are attracting to you to come to you directly is somebody who's looking for a bargain also.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to deal with that? You know? So negotiating any sales are tricky. And when you're the homeowner, I just tell you, there's too many times when people take things too personally and the other person isn't trying to insult you, mm-hmm. but it's kind of the way people take stuff.
Sure.
And then it becomes an ego war. That's not where you want to go.
And you've said before, too, a lot of just about everything favors the buyer and not the seller.
The whole contract to purchase in the state of Colorado favors the buyer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Has multiple places to get out and get their earnest money back. Whether you like it or not, Mr. or Mrs. Seller, that's the way the contract's written.
See, that's why I wouldn't want to be involved in any of that, because how would I know that? If somebody shakes hands, sells, signs something, you think it's a done deal, but you don't know if they can get out.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, as a normal homeowner, you generally cannot see what is wrong with your house.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a homeowner, and I would tell you I have a better eye, but I have some of the same blind spots as a proud homeowner.
Sure. Absolutely, we all do.
And so I could tell you that even as a full-time professional, I would not put my home on the market with myself without consulting two other agents in my office who I know work my area, because
mm-hmm.
I'd want their 2 cents worth.
And like you said earlier, your whole network's bigger, and that includes, you know, network of realtors, people maybe that have contacted you saying, hey, look, I don't really need to move or have to move, but if you ever find a house like this, so you've got a list of people like that where you might can make that call today.
You never know. That's true. And just a wider net that, anybody can put their listing on Craigslist, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There are certainly places that for a fee will put your home into the multiple listing service, that kind of thing. But it still is, people just don't understand what a full-time job it is.
Sure.
And if you're the one taking on that burden, you're the one that, they're going to call and want to see your property and your wife and kids are home. Who is this person that wants to see your property?
Yeah.
You don't know anything about them. At least with having your home shown by other real estate agents, when you have your property listed and you're going to pay somebody to bring you a buyer, you have the people are coming. Most realtors who treat this as a profession and a career are not carting people around that can't qualify for the house.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I love what I do, but I'm not a tour guide for Denver.
Right.
So my buyers talk to their lender first for a whole number of reasons, many of which benefit my buyer, because we don't want them falling in love with something they can't have.
Sure.
Because they can't afford it. Let's not go and look at anything till we find out what you can afford.
Right.
And then we'll show you stuff that works in your budget.
And just in our last minute and a half here, let's go the terms pre-qualified and pre-approved. What you just said, because many people confuse that.
Right. Pre-qualified is normally, and your lenders like Kurt can probably speak to this in much more detail than I can, but from my understanding, pre-qualification is really nothing more than the lender runs your information and your, you know, runs your credit report, mm-hmm. and runs the details that you tell them. Okay, I make X amount a month, I have this much debt or not, and they run it through a real quick program and say, yep, looks good.
Yeah, so just kind of a superficial approval.
It is much, I'm always talking to lenders about, well, how far down the path? Did they bring in their pay stubs? You know, have they brought you the data mm-hmm. that verifies what they told you on the phone?
Right.
And was there anything that jumped up like, oh, there's a tax lien on this person's credit report
sure.
that we didn't know about?
Right.
So pre-approval is they've gone all the way through underwriting and are pre-approved conditionally. Meaning we need a property and an appraisal, and then we're good to go.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
Sure.
And so being pre-approved, it's a much stronger position. And the lenders, since whenever I'm working with a buyer and they are up against any other offers, well, even when they're not, I make sure my lender talks to the listing agent so that they can tell them where the buyer is in the process. Because when they can tell them, hey, I've got them all the way through here, that's a stronger offer than somebody who goes, yep, they're pre-qualified. Here's the letter.
Right.
And they don't talk to the lender. I want my lenders to talk to the listing agents because that communication going forward while being under contract is a big part of making things work and pretty seamlessly.
Sure.
So,
again, you know, this is a big deal. Buying a house, selling a house. Don't try to do it by yourself. Hey, you wouldn't operate on your knee by yourself or your arm or something. I mean, it is a very serious thing, and things could cost you money. Things could get you in legal trouble, like Pamela mentioned. So give her a call, 303-506-0106, 303-506-0106. Let her know you just heard her here on Haystack Help Radio, and I promise you she'll take great care of you and be happy to help you. Again, she's with Keller Williams Realty here in the Denver Tech Center. So, Pamela, thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
You're listening to Haystack Help Radio. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Starting Monday, October 1st, you need to call GIA to review your Medicare Advantage and prescription plans for 2019. Because Medicare may have made changes to the available doctors and specific medications covered by your plan. Doctor networks and prescription drug formularies change. So you want to find out before January arrives and you suddenly find yourself stuck with the wrong plan. Don't worry, group insurance analysts will do all of the confusing research for you. First, they'll meet with you in person to figure out what you need. Then, since they represent more than 20 Medicare companies, they will compare plans, shopping for the right plan at the best price for you. Best of all, GIA offers this invaluable service at no cost to you. So mark your calendar for Monday, October 1st, and call Group Insurance Analysts to begin reviewing the 2019 Medicare plans as soon as possible. 303-423-0162.
Hi, this is Kevin Trisna, owner of M4 Roofing and Gutters. We work with your insurance company, and you can rest assured that your roofing project will be finished on time and on budget. We understand the difficulties and stress that damage to your home's roof can bring. Let the highly trained staff at M4 Roofing and Gutters come out and give you a free inspection and estimate for your roofing project. Call today, 303-797-8600. That's 303-797-8600. Or visit us online at m4roofing.com. M4 Roofing and Gutters is an A-plus member of the Better Business Bureau and HaystackHelp.com.
Tired of walking into your local gun store and seeing the same old thing? Hey, let me tell you about Rampart Firearms.
You'll find a great selection of guns, ammo, tactical, and personal defense weapons. Rampart Firearms is also a great stop for all of your hunting and shooting needs. Shotgun, rifle, or pistol, from predator hunting to your next big game trip, Rampart Firearms is located in Douglas County at the foot of the Rockies, just a quarter mile up Highway 67 off of Santa Fe in Sedalia. They're open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 7, and hey, you'll only pay 4% tax on your purchase. Rampart Firearms, 720-468-0050. That's 720-468-0050. Or visit them at rampartfirearms.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to Haystack Help Radio. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley, and we appreciate you being with us. Glad to welcome Alan Stack from Stack Optical in studio with us. Alan's been a great friend, really, for a number of years now, and recently moved from a long-term location to a new location at 2233 South Monaco Parkway, and that is right off of Monaco Parkway in Evans. And with that, Mr. Stack, how are you, sir?
Good. Thank you, Scott.
Great to see you. We were talking on a recent segment about eye exam. So I want to touch back here just a little bit and talk about my experience there because, and Marie here, one of our writers, came there and got some glasses as well, and she was saying the same thing. The way our healthcare is going today, first of all, if we're lucky enough to see a doctor, sometimes it's just a nurse practitioner. They don't spend much time with us, but here's one thing that Marie said, and I 100% agree with in the few exams that I've had there each year, is your doctor really goes in depth, ask a lot of questions about things. He's not just trying to get us in there, see if we can read A, B, C, and D, and how far we can see it. I mean, he's really asking some questions about the health, you know, what our health is like.
Yeah, that's one thing. And it's not just in the exam room. When we're out front as well, it's, you know, one thing I can't stand is when I go see my doc and he just buries his nose into his laptop. And
doesn't
just
even look at you.
Right. I will never have laptops on our dispensing desk.
Right.
I'll have a piece of paper and we sit there and discuss things. Mm-hmm. Figure out how best to help you. And the doctor does the same thing. We don't use laptops or iPads inside the exam room or out on the dispensing floor.
Sure.
We visit. That's how you get to know somebody and how to solve their issue.
Right. And a lot of times, just in innocent conversation, some things come up. You're like,
exactly.
Because, you know, you're sitting there with the doctor, you're trying to think of things, and you're not trying to ignore something, but they may tell you something they didn't tell the doctor.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that's, I think, a big difference between us and elsewhere.
Absolutely. Again, coming up on 50 years of doing this. Now, Alan's only been doing it 40. Don't want to age him too much. But, again, family-owned Stack Optical. And again, it's at 2233 South Monaco Parkway. We talked recently on some eye symptoms not to ignore, and we want to just mention on a few of these, really any of these. If any of these symptoms happen quickly, where you wake up in the morning or you awake at night and something like this is happening, just go to the emergency room. Don't mess around.
Right, and stress, you know, if all of a sudden you have eyeball pain or all of a sudden you have blurred vision or all of a sudden you have a floater, you know, or a flashing light that just appears.
Right.
Get it taken care of.
Yeah.
Go in.
And even if your eye's red or even if, you know, you feel like there's something in your eye, I mentioned previously as well that a gentleman I met last week, he just talked about a week, something felt like it was in his eye. But and he tried to flush it, couldn't get anything. And I said, well, did you go to the doctor to see if they could find it? And he's like, no. And I'm like, man, you need to
do
that.
Yeah, well, after a week, yeah, then it's time to go in. If it's, you know, a couple days, it could be, you know, something in there like that. But after a week, if it's still not going, yes, go in and get it taken care of.
Because, I mean, a little blurred vision, you know, I was doing some research for the show here. It talked about it could be, you know, a serious eye condition, first of all, including a torn retina. You know, it could be the age-related macular degeneration.
Right.
Glaucoma.
Right. And all of those types of things. When it's gradual, yeah, you need to get in and get, you know, have an eye exam. But if it's an overnight thing, again, you want to get into the emergency room.
And you've talked about, too, sometimes when the someone's come in for exam, there's been a few occasions over the 40 years that you've been doing it where we need to give you a referral to go get something checked out.
Yeah. You know, the last 10, 15 years since I partnered up with optometrists, boy, some of the things that you'll see that people will put off. You come in and it's like, oh my God, you've got a torn retina. How long has this been going? Oh, a couple mm-hmm. weeks. Oh, geez, you need to get in.
Yeah.
You know, and that type of thing. So.
Now, I think we think a lot of times about us older folks a little bit, you mm-hmm. know, 60 plus or something, but there's nothing to ignore about your eyes. I mean, with your kids, with, you know, 20, 30, 40, 50, I mean, on up, you ought to have a good eye exam at least, you know.
Yearly.
Every year.
Yeah. As we get older, you want to go in yearly because if they can catch stuff early, it's not a problem.
Right. Now, let's talk about some of the benefits you feel from Stack Optical a little mm-hmm. bit. As I mentioned, you know, boy, your new building now, great, great convenient parking, and like I say, it's free. But kind of talk about, as we mentioned earlier, the one-stop shop aspect. I mean, if it's something to do with glasses or your eyes, pretty good chance you can take care of it.
Yeah, if anywhere from sportswear to shooting wear to golf to computer, office, there isn't something out there that I can't take care of or I haven't seen before. I've seen some very heavy corrections
right. And
been able to take care of it.
Yeah. Do you find sometimes if people bring you a prescription from sometime another place where they've been off? I mean, that
yes,
prescription.
Yes, we see that all the time because one thing about Colorado, we're not licensed here.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no industry standard that those glasses have to. Now, a lot of them voluntarily try to meet those standards, but there's no law that says they have to be right. We see that a lot. People, I just can't quite see out of that, or my eyes get tired, you know, and that type of thing. We'll go ahead and analyze them, and geez, you know, the measurements are off, the power was off.
Wow.
And, no, we see that a lot.
Yep. So, we got your eyeglasses, your eye repair, you deal with contact lenses as well.
The doctor does, yep.
And prescription sunglasses, I mean, that's
all
a big thing now.
Yep.
Give Stack Optical a chance to earn your business and your trust. Like I say, I've been seeing Alan for a number of years, and he's taking great care of us listeners here on KLZ 560. Check out the Stack Sport Pack. Listen, if you're into just outdoor activities, it doesn't, you know, whether it's shooting, golf, bike riding, motorcycle riding, whatever, make sure you've got the right tools for your eyes, and you can get that at Stack Optical. So, Alan, thank you very much.
Oh,
bud.
Thank you very much.
2233 South Monaco Parkway. Tell them you heard about them here on Haystack Help Radio.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.